lot of people, when they think of top predators in the ocean, they might think of something like a shark. And that's exactly what you should be thinking about when you think about the Sunflower Star. It's the largest sea star in the world, so it eats all kinds of organisms on the seafloor, from shellfish to sea urchins, moving their little tiny feet underneath to glide across the seafloor and then strike fear into organisms that they encounter. So when they eat, they actually swallow the entire prey whole. And it sort of seems a little counterintuitive to say that a predator helps to keep more species around, but that's actually what happens. And so when the top predators are present, you have a much more diverse and high-functioning ecosystem. My name is Jason Houghton, and I'm a research scientist at Friday Harbor Laboratories of the University of Washington. The Sunflower Star existed along a very, very wide stretch of the coastline, all the way from Alaska down to northern Mexico. Starting in about 2013, there was a syndrome that started to appear all up and down the west coast of North America, where sea stars of all varieties started to show this wasting syndrome, which is this horrible effect that causes the sea stars to essentially melt. Sunflower stars were really, really hard hit, and they were down in this region to probably 5% of their historical numbers, and in some areas in the south, like off of California, we haven't seen sunflower stars for years. When a predator that's a key member of an ecosystem, like sunflower stars are, disappears, you know, there are really, really broad cascading effects, and that's what we're actually seeing in places like California, where kelp forests are declining, and that happened right around the same time as the sea stars started to disappear. Kelp is just so fundamental to the health and well-being of the ocean. It's a habitat for an incredible number of organisms. It removes carbon from the atmosphere, and what we've seen is essentially a shift in the habitat from this diverse, highly functioning ecosystem with many different kinds of species. And now we see mostly barren habitat with a lot of sea urchins. And sea urchins eat kelp. And so right now, populations are sort of out of balance. And we think that one of the contributing factors for that is the loss of one of their major predators, the sunflower star.